Other than a strong wind, it was a pretty perfect day for a field trip when Sudbury MPP Jamie West and students from Low Ellen Park Secondary School toured the Sudbury Shared Harvest Food Forest on May 23. This 8,000-square-foot edible forest garden is located at Delke Dazi Park, filled with a variety of plants that form their own sustainable ecosystem. A mix of cherry and apple trees, as well as several edible plants, the forest is grown according to permaculture principles. It's part of Sudbury Shared Harvest's mission to support the community by offering the knowledge, skills and resources they need to access or grow their own food in a way that enhances their urban environment. The $67,000 they received from the Trillium Fund in 2023 was used to enhance their educational programming, and they now offer curriculum-based videos and hands-on experience for students. Carrie Regenstrief, co-executive director of Sudbury Shared Harvest, shows Sudbury MPP Jamie West through the edible food forest at Delke Dazi Park. Sudbury Shared Harvest received a grant from the Ontario Trillium Fund, and the day was spent showing West all they had achieved with the support. Jenny Lamoth, Sudbury.com. Abigail Trotter and Alicia Lamellen stands beside the sign for the Delke Dazi Food Forest. The two were there as part of a field trip through their school, Low Ellen Park Secondary School. Jenny Lamoth, Sudbury.com. The funding has helped Sudbury Shared Harvest created 4 videos, in both French and English, explaining the fundamentals of the food forest, with information that crosses into several subjects, from chemistry and biology to geography and climate change. The videos introduce the idea of a food forest and the benefits of it, as well as some of the drawbacks of a traditional garden, said Carrie Regenstrief, executive director of Sudbury Sudbury Harvests. Really, to show students that this way growing food can be more environmentally sustainable. The students were on a field trip from Low Ellen Park Secondary School, organized by teacher Colin Beavers. He brought the students for some hands-on ecological experiences after watching the newly created videos, something grade 11 student Abigail Trotter, and grade 12 student Alicia Lamellen said he does routinely in his mission to educate them. You can read more about Beavers here in a previous article. Both students told Sudbury.com they were excited not only by the idea of a food forest, but that a project like this existed in Sudbury. This stuff is all around in our city, said Trotter. It's nice to know that it's here and that we can do stuff like this. The food forest is the work of volunteers, and is tended at Workbees every Wednesday in the summer, said Regenstrief. For West, he was happy to see that the Trillium Fund was doing what it was made for, enhancing the community. One of the things the Trillium Fund really tries to do is community projects where people come together, people who are experts coming together to work with people who want to learn, he said. He also said while this past winter was a mild one, other years have kept Sudbureans hibernating for much too long. Something like gardening is a great way to get out and see your neighbors, to enjoy the beautiful weather in a great place. And as for the bee balm leaf he tasted? A little sour, a bit leafy, he said with a laugh. Jenny Lamoth is a reporter with Sudbury.com.